welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Trump and Biden took to the debate stage hosted by Belmont University.
As mask mandates are reinstated in some nearby counties, we give a quick COVID-19 update for Davidson County.
Plus, we highlight an amazing highway of Tennessee for the fall season, the Natchez Trace Parkway.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Did you hear we hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town?
That is Howlin' Wolf. The song's called The Natchez Burning. I believe it's referring to an old bar, old blues bar in Natchez, Mississippi. That burned down. It was a very historic event in that town. And Stuart, you recently took a trip down the Natchez Trace Parkway. We'll be getting into that very, very soon in the episode to talk about what that experience was like. But before we go and do that, there was a debate that took place yesterday. And Trump and Biden took the stage, and we only really have one thing to say, and that's Belmont looked beautiful.
Belmont was incredible. Belmont University, you did an amazing job. I'm so glad that you hosted this last debate. But one thing I do have to say about traffic, it was disgusting. I literally got two text messages yesterday afternoon about Google Maps and how red the city looked with all the closures, because 40 was closed, 440 was closed, 35 roads were closed, and it was literally this like dark shade of red that I have not seen in a long time for Nashville Google Maps.
So I guess darker than dark red if the roads are closed. That would be cool if it could just gets darker and darker and darker as like the traffic stops. But you know what's even cooler, Stuart, is that and I'm jealous of you. You got to see Air Force One in the air.
Yeah, so I live relatively close to the airport. Maybe occasionally you can hear an airplane in the background on this podcast. That's why, because I live close to the airport. But I literally got home from the Natchez Trace trip, and I'm like, I wonder when Air Force One's going to be landing. And about probably 3 or 4 minutes after that, I hear this loud jet, and I'm like, oh, it's just Southwest. And then I run outside, and it's Air Force One, and I'm like, oh, Air Force One's the size of 2 Southwest jets.
That's crazy. So let us know what you thought about Nashville representing the debate last night. You can text us your thoughts at 615-392-1358. Okay, and for some non-debate news here in Nashville, I think this is a good time as we're going into the weekend, and I don't know about you, you might have turned off all your push notifications by now, but I've got a bunch of push notifications for things related to Nashville, Tennessee, and COVID-19. Did you turn off all your push notifications earlier?
No, I was driving down the Natchez Trace, and I'll say probably 6 hours of that drive, I had no service, and it was wonderful.
Oh, you had no service?
No service.
What's that? I bet that's a new feeling for you.
It was great. And then I'll get like, so I think it was yesterday we were driving back on the trace and we had no service for 45 minutes. And then all of a sudden we got service and it was about 25 notifications. Beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, I want to throw this phone out the window right now.
So I think this is a good time to look at the key metrics for Nashville, for Davidson County, for Tennessee, for COVID-19, and see where we are right now. If you go into the reopening key metrics, we'll have that in the show notes. It's kind of the Safe Nashville dashboard on their website. It really looks like a backwards stoplight. So we see a bunch of red, green, yellow.
Kind of reminds me of some of the fall colors on the Natchez Trace.
Yeah. I mean, if you break it down, it's really a bunch of fall colors and everything in between here. So let's talk about what's in the red, what's in the green, what's in the yellow. So our transmission rate is in the red. Now, if we look at what's the ideal transmission rate, it's 1.0 or less. And currently we are at a 1.22 transmission rate, which means theoretically for every one person that gets it, they will spread it to 1.22 people. So that's what the transmission rate covers. Our 14-day new case trend is slightly increasing. It's in the red, but it's not increasing by as much as you would think it would be to warrant red. I think, but the numbers show the red. It's because it's a slight increase of new cases. So I don't know if that demands a yellow, but we've got a red color there. Our public health capacity is in working order. We have 125 contact tracers standing by and doing things. Our testing capacity is in the green. Again, our testing capacity here in Tennessee is one of the best in the United States. Our testing capacity, our goal is just south of 5,000 tests per week. Our current is way north of that at almost 34,000 tests per week. That was October 13th through the 19th. All these other numbers are of as of yesterday morning. Let's see what else we have. Our hospital capacity for floor beds and ICU beds. Our floor beds, the goal is 20% availability. We are at 13% availability, which is, to be fair, fairly average for what we've been having here. And then our hospital capacity for ICU beds, the goal is 20% availability for the ICU beds. We are at about 10% of ICU capacity available for that. So, but that's not also terribly different from where we've been in the past. Those have been almost consistently yellow throughout all of our key metrics since the dashboard has been here. Our new cases per 1,000 residents is in the red, which, you know, I still don't know how to gauge the number. We're at like a 22, and I think we need to be at a 10. I still don't know how to gauge that. And then our 7-day positive test rate is a good number. Our goal is 10% or below for a 7-day positive test rate. Right now, we are at 6.1%. And now I'm going to go to the Tennessee dashboard, which you'll find in the show notes as well. If you want to follow along at home, please don't do it if you're in the car. Contributing also, to the Nashville bad traffic if you do.
Yeah, this is also a brand new website. Like, I think they launched this on Tuesday of this week.
So, I mean, it's really nice. It gives a great perspective of positive cases reported from the beginning of the pandemic until now. You can break it down by county. So I'm looking at Davidson County, and, you know, what really it looks like right now is that we had I don't know if you would classify it as a spike or a second wave in your early to mid October. And it almost looks like we're on our way back down from that. I don't want to say for certain, but that's kind of what we've seen here and what the dashboards are showing us. And we have a fairly low 7-day positive test rate. And so hopefully that transmission rate will go down soon. Hopefully, I think we'll see it by the press conference on Tuesday. They do Tuesday, Thursdays or Monday, Thursdays?
The state or the city?
The city.
The city, I thought there was doing Tuesday, Thursdays, but primarily everything's been released on Thursdays the last few weeks.
Yeah, so maybe we'll find out in a week to see if that is continuing to be the trend or not. But yeah, I would encourage you guys to go and look at the dashboards to see how Nashville winds up. I know some of the other push notifications that I've seen is that our hospitals are at some of the higher capacities that we've seen, but we're still not in the red for our key metrics, which is fairly good. And so sticking with COVID-19, if you went out of Davidson County to go out to restaurants and walk about in a downtown way, and you're like, okay, I'm outside in Franklin, Tennessee, and so I don't have to wear a mask out there. Well, that's not the case anymore, at least not for the next month.
So this is actually, according to News Channel 5, Williamson, Sumner, and Wilson counties will reinstate their mask mandates as COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to surge across the state. The mandates go back into effect at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. So today, this evening, you don't have to wear a mask in Williamson County, but tomorrow you will have to wear a mask in Williamson County.
Yeah, so a lot of this stemmed from the White House communicating with Governor Bill Lee and the state, you know, really kind of pushing to do a statewide mask mandate. Bill Lee kind of held what he has said before and said he's going to leave that up to the individual counties, which the counties actually did not have the authority to do because the executive order that Bill Lee had put in early in the pandemic for the counties to have that authority, that executive order expired a little while ago, but Bill Lee reinstated that so that the counties could then follow up and reinstate mask mandates within their own counties. So we're probably seeing several counties. We may see several more over the next week reinstate mask mandates, just depending on a county by county basis and what's happening in there. As of right now, I know Davidson counties, whenever the mask mandate went in, there was not an expiration date on there.
Still not.
And so, you know, that's something that hopefully we'll be able to follow up with in due time. I don't see it expiring anytime soon in Davidson County. All right. So let's take the subject off of COVID-19 for a little bit and talk about where we have eaten locally. Stuart, I'm going to throw you for a loop with this one. So I did have Oscar's Taco shop recently, but I got something different. I got the taco salad, but I got the carne asada.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Taco salad.
It's fantastic. I love the carne asada taco salad.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. I don't know, but it has carne asada, which is basically just steak, but it is so good. Did you get queso on it?
Oh my gosh, no. I keep forgetting to do that.
I need to text you every single morning.
Yeah.
Hey, getting Oscars today.
Make sure to get
that extra queso on it.
No, I do need to do that. I need to request a different cheese. I need to get mozzarella on there and then some queso on top of that. That would be really, really good. But again, it was fantastic. I think I like that better than the chicken.
Is it spicier than the chicken?
It has a little bit more of your classic Oscar's flavor to it.
Okay.
So that's, I think, why I like it a little bit.
It's because we always get the, like, carne asada burritos.
Like the burritos and stuff like it. It has a little bit of that flavor into it. So I really like that. So, Stuart, where have you eaten locally?
So this last week I was down, I took a trip down the Natchez Trace Parkway all the way down to Natchez, Mississippi. 444 miles starting near Nashville all the way down.
All right.
It was a long drive because I did it in one day. But we had the opportunity to eat at the Natchez Trace Brewing Company. And I had this pizza. It was called the Butcher.
Where is that?
So the Natchez Trace is in southwest Mississippi, or Natchez, Mississippi.
So it is all the way down there it's Natchez, Mississippi.
In Natchez, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's right next to the Mississippi River, and it is southwest Mississippi. Like, it's like you literally cross the border, you're in Louisiana. Like, you cross the river.
Oh, wow.
You're in Louisiana. And so there's actually a brewery there called the Natchez Trace Brewing Company, and I had this pizza called the Butcher, which was
that already sounds good.
I think it was a 12-inch pizza, and it had bacon, pepperoni, candied bacon, pulled pork,
what?
And some other meat on top of this pizza. It was good. It was really good. And then I also had an order of garlic knots, and you get like 15 garlic knots for $5.
Whoa.
Yeah, altogether, like, I paid $40. I had pizza, garlic knots, and 2 beers. Like, it was great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, great price.
They need to move up here with that. My goodness.
It's Nashville, so everything's more expensive.
Yeah, maybe they should stay down there so the prices are lower. All right, so let's head over to Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day. All right, putting you in the Wayback Machine today, giving you some history for our tip of the day today.
Yeah, so you can learn some great history by going to Belle Mead Plantation, which is in West Nashville, and learn about the historic thoroughbred racehorses that were raised at Belle Mead Plantation. And then once you're done with that, grab lunch at their brand new restaurant. It's called Belle Mead Meat and Three. And guess what? They serve meat and 3 vegetables. That's what a meat and 3 is here in Nashville.
So this might be a great time to go to this property because, number one, we're having a second summer here in Nashville. That heat wave that I thought was going to...
You remember that song? We're having a heat wave. We featured on the podcast like a year ago.
I do. I had given up on Nashville having a comeback with quote-unquote second summer or something like that. But
it's not going to last long.
No, it's not. But, you know, the pattern was always there. It just came way, way later than I thought it was going to do. Either that or the cool air came a lot earlier.
I think it's tomorrow. It's 59 degrees all day. And
okay.
I'm like, well, yes. This is amazing.
Well, I'll see you later.
Aaron's going into hibernation.
I know. I'm not the only one. Many, many people around here want to do that in the wintertime. But Bellmead Plantation is going to look gorgeous this time of year with the fall colors. They have some huge trees on their property. And so all of those are going to look just absolutely stunning. And if you're in the type of person who wants to get gifts, have a gift shop, get some wine, stuff like that, they have that for you there. So you can pretty much have whatever experience you want at Bellmead, because they pretty much have every kind of person covered there. So
they also have an ice cream stand too.
So there you go. If you just want ice cream, you can, you can do that. And they have fudge. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
They're in the same little chicken coop. It's actually like an old chicken shack.
Is it really?
Yeah, that they had made an ice cream parlor and fudge. Why are they called fudge distilleries? I don't know what they're called.
I have no idea. We'll find it. We'll find out soon. But go to Bellmead Plantation, learn some history there, and then eat at the brand new Bellmead Meat and Three. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day. You think it's called a fudge factory?
I don't know. This
that makes sense.
This isn't Willy Wonka, so I'm not sure. Which there is a candy company in the United States right now doing a giveaway of a candy factory. You have to buy a $50 ticket, and then you have an option to unlock like this golden ticket thing.
Oh my gosh!
But I think it's is it Jelly Beans? Or is that Big Jelly Belly company? Yeah, there's actually a candy manufacturer giving away a factory right now in the United States. So it's really interesting.
That is crazy.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
Also, yesterday we put out a photo of Stuart Snatch's Trace journey that he's going to talk about a little bit later out on our community platform. It's a brand new texting platform where we share our adventures, our tips, and other messages out on this platform to you guys. We love engaging with everybody who loves exploring Nashville. If you want to be a part of this community, all you have to do is text 615-392-1358. It's Stuart and I on the other end of this line texting and interacting with you. Can't wait to see you there. 615-392-1358. And we would greatly appreciate it if you could rate this podcast 5 stars and share it with a friend. That would mean the world to us. And if you want to be the envy of your breakfast table, you could get a limited edition Nashville Daily coffee mug. And that's available for all new Patreon subscribers. I just trimmed my nails the other day, so I don't know if you won't be able to hear that as easily, but this great mug with its glorious handle is available for those Patreon subscribers. All you have to do is head on over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com for more details. One of the other perks of being a Patreon subscriber is you get to listen to the Nashville Story episode that's normally released on Saturday. You get to listen to that today, so you don't have to wait until the weekend to hear from these amazing Nashville people who have amazing Nashville stories. This Saturday's episode is going to be with Wes Keegan. He is the owner of Tailgate Brewery. We talk with him a lot about what it's been like being an operator and going through a pandemic, making adjustments, especially when you have people who rely on you, families, and what that environment is like. Also, where he got his start, how he ended up in Nashville, and what he has planned for the future. So you can check that out. Head on over to Nashville Daily Podcast. But you don't have to wait. We're going to share a little bit of what this sounds like right now. So here is the Nashville story with Wes Keegan.
So I think it's nuanced, right? And so for me, you know, everything is it's nuanced. It's deliberate. It's complicated, right? So the shortest answer that I can give is, you know, I'm 35 now, and my friends that are my age that have kids didn't have a kid and just stopped drinking beer. You know right. what I mean? and like, they still want to go to breweries. They still want to visit friends. You know, our demographic actually skews larger towards a female audience.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
Well, and you notice it when you sit in the tap room, right?
Yeah.
So
especially at this location in West Nashville, yeah.
Correct, and I think the reason why is like it's safe. You know, I mean, you can come here and you can hear where we're sitting right now. Like it's casual. You can actually have a conversation. You know, people aren't going to come up and hit on you. You know, like it's just like it's a good place to hang. And I think the same thing is true for like being family friendly and having kids. And, you know, craft beer is kind of one of those things where like, you know, you kind of like pick your niche and then you dig your heels in on it. And I'm not interested in being cool. You know, like I just want to make a great product and I want to, you know, have a good time. So to me, like, it's not cool to say like, oh, hey, fuck kids and you can't come here and fuck those people that bring their kids. You know, like I think that's just so weak. You know, I'd rather people feel welcome, you know, and I'd rather people feel like, you know, we actually are grateful that you come in the door, and I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your demographic is. I don't care, you know, anything other than just like be a decent human.
And if you want to hear that episode today, all you have to do is head on over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
All right. So on Tuesday, my wife and I went down the Natchez Trace Parkway. We started in Nashville and we drove the 444 miles all the way down to Natchez, Mississippi in one day. First thing I would recommend, never make that drive in one day. Mississippi gets boring. It really does. We are so spoiled to live in Tennessee with the rolling hills and the fall foliage that's already in peak on the Natchez Trace. And then you get to Alabama. Alabama is gorgeous. And then all of a sudden you're in Mississippi for 6 hours.
So I've driven through Mississippi in the back roads of Mississippi to go to New Orleans. So I've done that during the nighttime, which is even worse. Like, I'm not a fan of it. If I had to take the choice of doing that again or going a different way, I would have gone a different way. Because small town Mississippi, like, you don't necessarily know what's out there.
You don't know what's out there. So I'm just going to highlight some of the things that like I experienced on this trip. It was a 3-day trip, very quick turnaround. I would highly recommend if you're going down the Natchez Trace or you intend to go down the Natchez Trace, spend a whole week, drive 4 hours, drive 2 hours one day, drive 2 hours the next day. Just take it really, really slow and then take the interstate back to Nashville.
Okay, so talk about your long drive down to Natchez. What were some of your favorite parts? I know you drove for a while, but what were some of your favorite parts of driving down on the very first day?
The fall foliage. Hands down, the fall foliage. In Tennessee, especially like near Franklin, Leaper's Fork area,
right,
like it was already in peak and it was stunning. And then you drive a little bit further south and it was like about to start getting in peak. And I was like, in 2 days, when we see this again, it's going to be in peak. And it was.
That's awesome.
And so the fall foliage, this is one of the best times of the year to go down the Natchez Trace.
Absolutely.
Also, you have to take in consideration, this is the time that cyclists go down the Natchez Trace. And so we saw probably maybe 100 cyclists.
Sure.
Literally riding from Franklin all the way down to Mississippi.
Wow.
And I also saw a guy who was walking from Natchez, Mississippi all the way up to Franklin.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we saw him the three days we were there. He kept walking and just walking.
Holy cow. Yeah, so Did he have a pack on or anything?
He had a little wagon he was towing around. And he was wearing a vest and he had like all of his food in his wagon. He was just walking around and it was a fantastic thing just seeing that guy. I'm like, good for you, man.
Any significant stops on the way down?
There definitely is, and we didn't get the opportunity to stop at all of them.
Sure.
I would say some of my favorite stops include Devil's Backbone, which is a great hike. It's like a 1.5-2 mile hike that's in Tennessee. It's like right near Franklin.
It's kind of a spiral down kind of hike.
It's a great hike. Another one is the Tennessee River, right where you cross into Alabama and then you go over the Tennessee River. It's stunning. And I guess there used to be an old ferry that went from the Tennessee side to Alabama.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's not running any longer. But
could you see the ferry?
You can see where the ferry used to land.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But the ferry's not there any longer, unfortunately. But that is beautiful. And the Tennessee River is huge. You have no idea how big it is. It's like 3 times the size of the Cumberland River.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Nice.
Like, you're on the bridge for like 5 minutes. You're like, okay, I'm tired of being on a bridge. Another really good stop is the location where Meriwether Lewis passed away.
Yeah, so it's kind of a Lewis and Clark Park,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, Lewis and Clark Park, exactly.
I didn't mean to rhyme there.
you get to see his home. And if you guys don't know who Lewis and Clark is, they were the guys who basically discovered the West United States, very significant explorers here in the country of the United States. as a whole. And there's a little town that he kind of is in, and I probably will mess up this name. It's Hohenwald, Tennessee. This town is a super cute town. The restaurants are amazing in this place. And we stayed at the best bed and breakfast that I've been into in a long time. And this is called the Meriwether Retreat.
Oh, that's cool. So was it big? Was it a small house? What was it like?
It was a small house, and the room that we were in was basically brand new. And so it was probably a 10 by 14, 10 by 15
okay.
room.
Yeah.
And they had the breakfast in the room, which I've never had a bed and breakfast experience where the breakfast has been in the room.
Oh, that's cool.
Typically, it's like a communal area.
Sure.
But they had this local bakery make us a loaf of bread. And because we're celebrating our anniversary trip, they actually gave us red velvet cupcakes, which were out of this world. So good.
That's awesome.
And then we also had, is it quiche? Those little egg.
Oh, yeah, things. Yeah. Quiches, yeah.
Quiches. And that thing was freshly made in that town by a baker or something, and it was delicious.
That's amazing. Did you guys have, like, was it busy? Did you have the entire house to yourself, or were there other guests there?
There was a couple, I think, above us. Like in a room above us.
Yeah.
But we didn't see them. We didn't interact with them.
Yeah.
And the porch was amazing. Like just sitting there drinking coffee in that small town of Tennessee. And you're like, I could see myself investing in this town.
Sure.
All right. So on Tuesday, we arrived in Natchez, Mississippi. And you're like, okay, finally we're here. And it's just a really interesting town. I was expecting this like glorious southern town with like.
Well, especially it's like a finish line for the Natchez Trace. So you would think like, okay, I'm going to be welcomed in open arms by a town for everybody who finishes the trace. You would think that would be a big kind of pit stop. And so you'd see maybe a lot of things there.
Yeah. And so we drove downtown, and then all of a sudden, like, because I was expecting like Franklin, Tennessee, like the Natchez to be Franklin, Tennessee.
Sure. That makes sense.
And my expectation was really high. And so we actually were driving around downtown, and about 50% of the businesses were either boarded up or for sale. They were like abandoned buildings.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a really interesting place because I don't know if this is because of COVID, but I would think a lot of people would be taking the trace right now because like you can social distance, like you can get away from people.
Right.
And it didn't meet my expectations. The food kind of did. Like I was expecting good Southern food. We didn't really eat Southern food. We had pizza and garlic knots. But
hey, I would do the exact same thing.
But the really interesting thing is we like getting Christmas ornaments for every time, like every place we visit.
Right.
And there was no like boutique shops that were offering like Christmas ornaments. It was really interesting. And it did not meet my expectations.
I'm wondering if, you know, you never know. I guess we'll have to talk to somebody from the town for this. Is if it was, you know, pandemic related or if that was the town before the pandemic or a combination of both.
A thing I love to look up anytime I visit place is the median income of that area.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the median income for Natchez, Mississippi is $23,000 per year. The median income for Franklin, Tennessee is $81,000 per year. And that just like proves the difference of what a median income can do for your local economy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's very, very interesting. It does, you know, seem a bit odd for something like the entrance / exit area for a major beautiful highway like that to be, you know, not a very glorious shopping type district. So that's a very, very interesting to learn. But
there is a good coffee house in Natchez, Mississippi. It's called Natchez Coffee Company.
That makes sense.
And I think they serve community coffee out of Louisiana. I think that's where that's from.
Okay.
But the coffee shop was super cute. Like it was a great coffee shop. So I would highly recommend that. The highlight, I think, of my trip was Davy Crockett Park, which is in Tennessee near, I think it's Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, which is a super unique town. And I'm like, oh, I like this town a lot. But they have this Birds of Prey exhibit. And they had like four different owls and these like three different hawks. And I just sat there.
In
cages.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
And I know that sounds cruel, but what they're actually doing is they're restoring like the bird's life to be able to go hunt and live by itself again. Like one of the owls was missing an eyeball. The other owl had something wrong with his leg. And so They're bringing the owls or birds.
Yeah, so it's like preservation.
Yeah. And there is this sassy owl, And you can go over my Instagram at Stuart Deming and see the picture of this sassy owl. It was my favorite thing of the entire trip.
That's awesome. I remember right before recording, you were showing me some of the photos, and you got quite a few.
Oh, this owl is sassy. Like, it's kind of like my spirit animal when
right.
I looked at it.
Sure.
Like, so the owl started, and when I was walking over there, it went, like super slowly, and I was like, me and this owl are going to get along. I literally sat at the cage of this owl for, I think, 45 minutes just sitting there watching this owl. It was amazing.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite part of this trip? Or you can answer this question. What would you do in addition to, what would you have added to the agenda besides extending out your time for this trip? What would you have added to this if you could, you know, go down and come back on your way again? Was there something you're like, oh man, I really want to stop at that, but I want to get back to Nashville as well?
Yes, I want to stop at Laurel Lake, which is right at the border of Tennessee. And then there's Mouse Tail Landing. It's a state park that's like 30 miles off of the Natchez Trace. That's one thing I wanted to do. So it's a lot of state park related things or a lot of like nature experiences.
Gotcha. Well, that's awesome. So if you want to see those photos, head over to Stuart's Instagram at Stuart Deming, where you can take a look at that photo of the owl. All right. Our local artist of the day is Alyssa Trahan with her song Ain't Ever Going Back. I don't think she was talking about Natchez, Mississippi whenever she wrote that title, but just working that into our show. But Alyssa Trahan, Ain't Ever Going Back. You can find her Spotify link in the show notes as well as her website. That'll be there too. You can listen to all of the artists who have been featured here on the podcast by typing into Spotify, Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. It's a great playlist to listen to on a daily basis, if I say so myself. A little bit about Alyssa. She's been here in Nashville for over 4 years, and she has some cool favorite restaurants. One is our dearly beloved Tailgate Brewery, which you can listen to the episode with Wes Keegan, the owner of Tailgate. I swear we did not plan this, but you can listen to that today if you are a Patreon subscriber, NashvilleDailyPodcast.com, and that'll be available tomorrow for everybody else. And another restaurant that she enjoys is a place called Chef and I.
Yeah, so this restaurant is located in the Gulch. It looks like they offer a lot of catering, a lot of like these higher-end fine dining experiences. But the coolest thing I saw was cooking classes. So you actually get to learn from a chef how to make the meal that you're eating, which is super, super unique in Nashville. And then another one of her favorite restaurants is in East Nashville. This is the Pharmacy, and they have some of the best burgers in East Nashville.
And another place that Alyssa listed down in Miss Saigon, that is a Vietnamese place here in Nashville. We've seen that listed here very recently, a lot. So that is a popular place. If you're into Vietnamese food, check out Miss Saigon. All right, so let's hit it up with Alyssa Trahan with her song, Ain't Ever Going Back.
On a hard and windy road, ain't carrying nothing but the heaviest load. Now there's no returning to the way it was before. Engine still burning, pedal to the floor. We didn't come this. We knew it wouldn't be easy.
And that was Alyssa Trahan with Ain't Ever Going Back, stomping some Southern rock on us for sure. All right, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode with Wes Keegan, owner and operator of Tailgate Brewery. You won't want to miss that. It's a good update on their business. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.